nation has been at war with terrorists since Al-Qaeda killed nearly 3,000 Americans on 9/11. In the process, we've hardened our defenses, from airports to financial centers to other critical infrastructure.
But it's really much further back than 9/11, 2001, and money has always played a major role, whether we're paying it out as ransom or we're actually being victimized by it when the $28,000 seemed to go to the San Bernardino couple's coffers that they would use to buy bombs and weapons and who knows what else as the investigation unfolds. Here with some perspective on it is Hugh Howard, writer, historian, lecturer, and author of several books on the presidents as well as Mr. and Mrs. Madison's War and Houses of the Founding Fathers. Hugh was also the go-to guy as a historian to make sure we were on the straight and narrow when it came to Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates. The war that that saved America, by the way, the untold one. Hey, you, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, you, first off, when we're hearing about this war in Islam and America's conflict, can you put that in historic perspective?
Well, you know, I think that it's pretty hard to go wrong, as you were suggesting a minute ago, to begin thinking about things in economic terms. Way back when Thomas Jefferson was president and the Tripoli Pirates were making life complicated for our shipping over there, we were really kind of cranky about that because it was interfering with our shipping, because it was interfering with our economy. And when we think about America's business abroad, it really does kind of drive what we're doing.
Why does America have such a hard time understanding Islam? I mean, we had John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, all these guys that our founding fathers wrestling with what is Islam and what is their problem with Christianity or America?
Yeah, well, in some ways, I think the explanation is that Jefferson's ideas were really a kind of mix of European ideas. You know, when he first began thinking about the Barbary States, he was stationed in Paris as America's minister to King Louis XVI. And they were also American ideas because the United States had won its independence just a few years before. And so when he confronted with folks like the Bashar of Tripoli and the various folks in Algiers and Morocco and Tunisia, they were a part of the Ottoman Empire, and they just lived by different rules. You know, we think about as they had just, Jefferson and his pals had just established the first permanent democracy, and we think individuals have rights. The Bashar of Tripoli didn't think so. He was an absolute ruler, and there were no checks and balances in their system, and we just didn't get it.
Do you think there was a fear on some level there that if America does this thing called voting and gives their people rights, that their people would want rights too?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the autocratic rulers were very concerned that there might be some risk they would lose power. I wonder whether they thought it through to the extent that they were actually afraid of the franchise. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. So Hugh Howard's with us right now, and you in the big picture, we end up writing the checks, but the only thing that we, for a while, the only thing that would eventually bring us somewhat of peace through the region would be to fight, correct?
I think that's what Jefferson discovered. I mean, he arrived thinking that, you know, he was really a very unlikely man to stand up to this kind of confrontation because he was, I guess you could say, he was a reluctant warrior. You know, perhaps more than any of our presidents then or since, he was a pretty cerebral man, man of the mind. You know, he's a kind of classic Enlightenment figure. And when he took office, he really wanted to diminish the nation's military. You know, he didn't believe in a standing army. He had grave doubts about having a navy, too. And his idea of government was to keep it small. You know, he didn't like big banks. He didn't like men of business. And he also shared George Washington's notion that we were a little country and that we needed, which we indeed were at that point, and that we needed to stay out of wars. But because he faced what he did, all of a sudden he realized there was a clear need for a robust military force over there.
Hugh Howard, can't thank you enough. That's why you're so valuable. Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, now number 3 in the New York Times list, and you put it all in perspective for us. Thanks, Hugh. Look at all his books as well. 1-866-408-7669. Your calls.